Hey guys, this is Aya, and you're listening to Ricky Romance No Filter on iHeartRadio.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? This is your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter podcast. That's right, y'all. We back, and we better than ever. You know what I'm saying? The number one podcast on iHeartRadio. Let's go. Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter podcast. And today, we have a very special guest I'm excited to introduce to you guys. And you know what? I'm a little bit nervous because I feel like I'm about to pronounce your name wrong. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try this, and if I'm wrong, then you're going to correct me. So, without further ado, you guys, I want to introduce our special guest. Her name is Aya Elizarias.
Ah, nice try. Aya Elizarias.
Aya Elizarias.
You roll that tongue, baby.
Damn, okay. with the drip, okay. So for people that can't pronounce your name, how do they say your name for short?
Aya, that's it.
Aya.
So the easiest way to remember.
Aya.
I get IKEA. I get everything.
Leah. Nah, it's Aya.
Aya. Put that bro. It's a Spanish like Aya.
Aya.
There it is.
Aya. Aya. I'm gonna make a song called Aya.
Yeah, I get that. Aisha.
You but the girl that I never had. Hey, that used to be my jam. Stop playing with me, man.
Yo, I hear that shit all the time.
Dude, shout out to Another Bad Creation. Girls used to think I was Roro. I even signed his autograph somewhere when I was out. I remember that as a kid.
That's lit.
It's super lit. You know, just growing up and, being around Immature and, when he was around ABC and, it was like, we was at this MTV event, we got some whole big beef. I mean, that shit was crazy.
Yes.
For those of you guys that aren't familiar with Aya, an actor, she's also a reality star. She's also a producer. She's also a mogul in her own right. She's directing and producing film projects.
I'm sorry, okay, yeah. Are you gonna edit this? Because I'm so sorry. I'm so distracted. Okay, my love. Full attention. I'm so sorry about that.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure you were in the house with us, and make sure you were in the house with us. Okay. So. So.
I just threw you off. I don't know if you edit this. I mean, this might be just like, let's go.
Nah, we ain't editing nothing, man. It's for the people, man. We have technical difficulties, you know what I mean? And that's all it is. But no, you doing your thing, I realized that you had a project you did called The Red Dress, and that came out last year. How was it working on that project? How much did you were pretty much running the whole production?
I was super blessed and lucky enough to work with my best friend. So she wrote it and we shot it together at her house. She is so talented, Carissa. She writes like these horror shorts and they have like this type of humor without it. But like, as you see, if you see the film, it's like Red Dress, and it basically is signifying like she murders her husband and then she wears a red dress that's covered in blood. It's fantastic. It's really great. But it's really fun to work with your friends. That's a plus for sure.
Yeah, that's always the best, you know what I mean? And then, the thing that sucks too is sometimes working with your friends in this industry, it turns out to backfire. But let's hope that you guys continue on a positive winning streak with wonderful projects, because that looks like an awesome project. I definitely want to check that out. For those of you that don't know, she is a reality star on MTV's Real World. And how many of you guys remember that show? I know I do. You know what I mean? What's it like, working and you just recently did the challenge as well.
Yeah, I did a challenge a couple
years. You've been working every year. You've been working nonstop, doing a bunch of different projects, independent from independent projects, as well. So, what has it been like for you? Is it just go go go, project after project?
No, I wish.
Or what?
No, I really commend people that are like hustlers. You know what I mean? But I'm a fucking Pisces, dude. Like, I'm lazy, but I get it done, right? So I did the Real World, and then I did a challenge, and then I had like a fucking mental breakdown. So everything's been going really well, and I have small projects here and there, but I really try to just align myself to not drive myself nuts, right?
Well, I mean, one thing I noticed is that you have a like a niche space for you. You like for as far as these challenges, you've got some balls.
Yeah, it's a fucking awesome experience. It's like you do things that you wouldn't even imagine doing, like jumping off a 10-foot building into like water. Like, you're thinking, no, I'm not going to do that. But when there's a camera in front of you and $500,000 on the line, you're going to jump and risk a concussion.
Oh yeah, of course you are. I mean, I would too. Hell, I'd jump out of a damn plane if they told me it was $1 million at the bottom.
Yes, with your own parachute. Let's go.
No, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you know, just have an opportunity to be on the Real World. I mean, wow, MTV Real World is like the first show, the first number one reality show before all the love shows and just before reality really became popular. That was when MTV was kind of like going from like a music video phase and more of a music channel more into reality TV. So
right,
we didn't even know that they were making a transition right there, and you know, you were in the forefront of that. You know what I mean? So, you know, but how does it feel to be a part of something so legendary?
I like being a part of like an OG season like that, like even like just the show, like being the number one reality TV show to ever hit air. Like, I'm hella proud of that, right? So nowadays we have so many reality TV shows, but Real World really just, you know, like drew the path for everything. So I'm like super blessed. It was bittersweet, of course, but yeah, it's an experience that a lot of people don't get, right? So it's only like maybe 200 people in the world. So it's awesome. I love it. I'm super proud of it.
That's pretty good. Are you stand up? Are you, have you been, you ain't like beefing with, you know, any of your castmates, are you? Is there any ongoing beefs or any type of dirt you can share with us?
You know, it's funny because it's a dysfunctional family, right? So even if people are on seasons that I've never met and they hit me up and they're in LA and they're like, hey, can I have a place to stay? Automatically, like they're family, even if I've never met them, right? So there's a lot of beef, a lot of hookups that happened behind the scenes, which is why they keep having the challenges. But let's see, some dirt. I know Arissa was on a couple of shows. I think she was like on the last challenge, and she's doing really fucking fabulous. And like Anissa is working on her knee. She like hurt her knee and shit. There's just constant hookups, dude. It's people snitching on each other, and it's just gossip. And it's interesting. It's like Real World show in real life.
So that's interesting. Are you guys shooting any more stuff anytime soon? Can you tell us?
Yes. So the challenges are ongoing. Like, we have a new challenge called All Stars, and it's only Real World Road Rules. And the other challenge is like with Survivor or Big Brother. Like, they really diluted that one. It's crazy. It's like $1 million grand prize. But yeah, they're still ongoing. I don't know if they're filming right now. I think they just finished. But I know that you can watch it on Paramount. And you have to check out my girl, Janae. She was on my season of Real World Cancun. And she fucking ended up winning grand prize, dude.
What the heck? Shout out to her.
Right?
Fucking Jesus Christ. I wonder what she did with that money.
She has like two kids and a husband, and I'm like, yo, like they live, I don't know where they live, but somewhere in the Midwest. And I'm like, dude, with all that money, you know, she's living fucking fabulous. I'm like, girl, can I borrow some money?
So what was it like going to the reunion and seeing everybody?
I was really anxious to go to the reunion because we, you know, it's unsettled beef. The show airs and then you come back and talk about it, right? So now you're starting to see what everyone's talking shit behind your back, and now you're just fucking confronting each other, right? So now it's like game on. We had Emily walk off the stage. I had to admit like a relationship that was behind the scenes of my show that no one knew, so they sprung that on us. A lot of drama, a lot of just settling, and some of us just, we did not talk to each other after the reunion filmed. We all stayed so quiet in that car and that
because everybody was fucking traumatized.
Yeah. I'm like, no one talk to me, like you did this, you did that, I didn't know you said this, like the drama continues.
Oh my god.
And then 10 years later, finally we grew up, grew thick skin, and dysfunctional family. I still keep in contact with like three of my roommates, the girls. And, you know, I hear about all the other castmates' drama, and it's all tea, dude.
So let me ask you a question. So what is this? So was that, is, so what inspired the, your experience on, you know, on Real World? Did it inspire the Life After Thoughts blog that you have?
Yes, I have a Life After Thoughts blog, THOTS, as in that hoe over there. And it talks about where I am currently, mental health, right? And then I have a book coming out that rewinds you to the past of a memoir of my dating life with women. And all the tea, all the sex scenes are in there. It's fantastic. I'm excited.
And what's the name of this book?
Late Night Thoughts.
Interesting title.
You know about those late night thoughts.
So, no, I don't actually.
Oh.
I'm not tapped in. I'm a good boy. I'm over here working. I'm just working and working and working. But I, in my 20s, I was thotty boo.
Yes. That's how I was in my 20s too. I feel like everyone just deserves a good period of thoughtiness. Get out of your system.
Yeah, but not everybody is like that. You know what I mean? And it has something to do with too, where your surroundings and where you grew up at. You know what I mean? Like for instance, if you're in an area where if you live somewhere where it's a party culture, then you're about to fucking party.
Right. I grew up in San Diego, so two exits from the border, I was partying.
Of course. Because if you live in Nebraska off a motherfucking back road, you know what I'm saying?
You're tipping cows. The
motherfucking willow trees.
Although they do get to blow up a bunch of stuff. That would be really fun.
I mean, hey.
Like, honestly, like, I had the best, like, teenage years and the most, like, reckless. Only because it's like, you have the exit two borders down and you're literally at a titty bar when you're 17 having tacos and beer. It's crazy.
So let me ask you a question. Having, like I said, being on MTV, you know, being on fucking Real World, you guys are fucking chugging liquor like a motherfucker. Chug, chug, chug. You guys are partying nonstop every day. Did you ever get a drug addiction?
Oh, interesting. You did some research. No, I'm pretty open and honest about everything that's been going on in my life. But yeah, I think the fast lifestyle, I mean, growing up in San Diego, I grew up partying 16 and it kind of just bled into my 20s. And after Real World, you know, you have this experience that really like kind of traumatizes you and you have some PTSD off of it because some of the experience, and you kind of just really sink into the party scene when you're appearing in clubs every weekend and getting paid for it. You're getting paid twice a week to party at a club, and anything and everything that you want is presented in front of you. So when you do that for a year, it's very easy to just get mixed up and it's a downfall. You know what I mean?
That's a downfall. I mean, you know, You got to be kind to yourself.
Correct. And it's very hard to when you have these experiences, I'm sure you know that when you're given everything, it's very hard to say no. And you just spiral. You know what I mean? So I'm still kind of dealing with that and figuring that out, as well as like mental health. Living in LA, you know, it's tough. So, yeah, I mean, every day is like a new day. And, you know, I'm going to be open and blunt, honest. You know, it's every day is a working day. So
you don't do it. Do you, obviously you still partying at a good times, but you don't fuck around. You don't party. You don't pop no pills. You don't do nothing.
No, I have no. I don't know. No, I'm not popping pills. I can't do that.
Okay, but, so it's safe to say you're not the rock star that you was on the show anymore. You turned down.
Yeah, somewhat. I still can hold my liquor and be a very fucking good time, you know, once in a while. But I'm a good time, and it's like I like being, you know, around people, and because I'm so just a loner in everyday life. So, and I also bartend, right? So I am constantly just in that lifestyle. And now I'm just creating so much that it's helping me get out of that. And it's helping me create and really be an advocate for that lifestyle. And then, you know, you come out of it and really like have experiences, talk about and write about.
So what are what is your significant other, you know, think about this lifestyle that you have, you know, this, you know, even though I said, you know, your rock star days, maybe, you know, or maybe on the show, but still there's rock star moments because of who you are, and you end up in these situations, and it's like, and people remember you, and they're like, hey, you know, I remember you, and then it's like, you know, the celebrity turns on a little bit, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, how does he deal with that? You know what I mean? It's like, is it more of a open relationship type of situation, or is it like, how does he allow, you know what I mean? How does that work for you? Because especially like if he's not in there.
Well, for me, I'm very fluid. So I date both men and women. So right now I'm in a relationship with a female, and I know some women do not like to be called female, but you know, I'm going to say it. She and other partners, which I talk about in the book that I'm writing, is knowing how to, feel to be used. Right. So, I had to deal with that. So, people getting jealous of like people coming up to you, and it's just like, it's very hard sometimes to date someone in that light. But the current relationship that I have now knows nothing about the show. Like, she knows about it, but she's never seen it. And, she's kind of just clueless about it, which I love, because she loves me for me. Right. So it's damaging to find out.
That's dope. And she never went looking for it. And she's like, that's just, it's crazy. That, like, that's dope. And it's, you never had, so that means that when you met, you didn't say hi, you know?
I'm
from MTV. You didn't approach her like that. And so you got genuine love.
Yeah. And I think that's super important, because I didn't have that before. You know what I mean? So, which is why I go back to like my Tatiana days, like, so, you know, you're using, you're abusing, it's, you know, it's hard. So now it's, you learn from it. It's like, you really find true people that really love you, know nothing about your past, and like, they respect the fact that you don't want them to search it. She really respects that boundary, and I really love her for it, you know, because it's, I know that she's down for it, you know what I mean, for me. So you got to find people like that, because people around here, you know, Hollywood, can be very toxic.
So when is this book that you're working on? When is that? How close are you to completing that? And can you share? Is there anything you can share with us from the book so that we can have something to look forward to?
Yeah, so I'm actually illustrating it because I'm a graphic designer as well. So you can find my images on my Instagram, connected to my actual Instagram, Aiyah. And it'll be, I can share a little something. Every chapter is a different girl that I dated, right? So every experience. One of them, like when I broke up with her, she tried to commit suicide. So I'm explaining the scene, you know, in the hospital. There's another sex scene where it's in the middle of a club. You have, so it's basically every chapter explains the real raw shit that you go in a fucking relationship, right? Like, fuck the like Disney Channel shit. It's literally like, I'm cheating, they're cheating, finding out that your girlfriend's cheating on you with your best friend. It's, you know, it's, I put so much heart and soul into this, and I'm two chapters away from it. So I'm really excited to put it out. It's going to be really fun to look at. I have merchandise coming up. They're basically all naked women, illustrated.
So there's a book of illustrated, illustration, a book of illustration. It's an illustrated book with naked women.
Yeah. So throughout the chapters, you're going to see just dope drawings that you can find on my Instagram, and it's just women, like sexy women. Like, I just have a certain style that I do, and I'm super stoked for it. So it's not going to be only a good story, it's going to be something really fucking cool to have on your coffee table.
I really like that you know you're teaching, you know, life after thoughts to these young ladies, because you know they can know that there is possible that they can move on and have a better life and a more respectable life and own their creativity and just be who they want to be. So I think that you're a role model in that aspect, whether you like it or not. So you know, it's definitely something to be mindful about.
Yeah, I a lot of people say like don't have very many partners, but I think it's helpful because you learn from every single one of them, right? So
you
learn
what you like and what you don't like.
Exactly. And I think the more like experience that you have, God, I sound like a thought. You know, you get over it. You know, now I'm ready to settle. I'm ready. I got it out of my way. I'm really ready to treat someone well and love fully. So
do you think you're gonna marry this girl that you are now?
The closest out of everybody, yes. It's been a year, and we honestly communicate really well. She's my best friend. You know what I mean? Which is the great thing about being in a same-sex relationship. I'm like, let's go get our nails done. So, yeah, I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Are you guys?
I'm like, she's going to listen to this.
are you in love with her?
I'm in love, yeah, for sure.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations to you guys, and if you guys need a priest to officiate the wedding, I do have my credentials. I'll show you them. And I'll give you my services free of charge.
Yes, let's do it in Vegas.
Absolutely, no. All bullshit aside, I got y'all. If y'all really want to get it in.
I'll probably hit you up in a year after we get together and have some cocktails and, you know, do some projects together, because I really want to meet you.
That's so funny. I'm forcing you into your marriage.
Right? I'm like, damn, you, get me there next week. Don't get me that drunk, because I will do it. You'll be part of a great story.
Nah, man. Everybody deserves to be happy. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, life is so short, man. You got to make the most of it. Really, you do. I appreciate you pulling up and man, just hollering at me, shooting the shit. I got to get you to come back on the show. We're about to take this show from audio. We're gonna still be doing audio here on IR Radio, but we're gonna be turning it up and going to the big screen.
Yes.
Yeah. So that way everybody can see us on their mobile phones and computers and, you know, TVs and stuff like that. So, like, I'm excited about that.
Ready to turn up.
Yeah, for sure, man. And new show is going to be dope. It's going to be a nice setup and everything. And it's game time. And as far as the films and stuff and projects that you're working on and producing, you know, let's talk about that as well. You know what I mean? Because I have a production equipment and the cameras. We got the red cams and everything right here with me right now. We can get the work. So, you know, since you're a writer, get the writing.
Let's do it. Creatives got to stick together, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, no, I appreciate you again for pulling up to the show, and I will talk to you soon. Anything else you want to say? Anybody want to shout out? How can the listeners find you if they want to just learn more about you? You know what I mean? What you're doing.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram underscore AYIIIA. Also the same thing on Twitter. And then you can catch me on Clubhouse. I host some rooms and you'll find me very, very entertaining on there. I like to clown a lot of people. So it's fun.
Oh, she messy as a motherfucker. That's
all in great spirit.
Hey, I love it. I love good vibes. All right. Well, it's been good talking to you. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, man.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. This is the Ricky Romance No Filter podcast. I'm going to thank you guys. Until next time.